So I saw Lori Riley's piece. Lori Riley's a great high school sports reporter for the Hartford Courant. She's been doing it forever. And, you know, I read the papers every day, obviously online and not in a hard copy. And she wrote a piece about the Hail Ray girls basketball team that in 2020 went 0-20. Is it right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
And this year, I think, what are you now, 16-5? Or is it 17?
17-5.
Okay.
Yeah, in tournaments, yeah.
Just lost in the semifinals of their conference, and next up is the state tournament. And I just thought it was such a great story, and I'm psyched that Coach John Levitt is here with us, along with seniors. Now, I got to get all these. We got two Mackenzies in the building here, so I got to make sure I get it straight. We have Mackenzie Pradell, okay? We have Nicole Sikorsky, and we have Jackie Getz. And we have Mackenzie Albert. Okay, there, but you know, nodding heads, you know, doesn't always work for radio. So feel free to say hello. First of all, thanks for coming in. I know it's not a short drive, and I think first and foremost, all four of you were in the program when it went 0-20.
Yeah.
And I don't know who wants to take it. So just whoever wants to talk. I'm going to look at all of you. I'm not going to call on you. But what was it like going through a season where you didn't win a single game?
We kind of went into every game we knew we weren't going to win because we weren't that good. So we kind of had fun with it a little bit. But, like, at the same time, everybody, like, used us for, like, senior night. And we're like, oh, easy win. But we always tried to go out and work our hardest.
That's hard. And so what was the problem with the program?
I would say, too, there was five of us freshmen that freshman year. And we would have to play both JV and varsity games because there wasn't enough of us. There was a game, like, we had to play a JV game with four people in it and then go right into the varsity game.
Wow.
So it was kind of just a numbers thing.
It's kind of fun to be able to get that much playing time, though, I guess. Did any of you think about quitting?
I don't think so. I think we just kind of knew that at some point it would get better, you know, as we got more experience, especially playing all those varsity minutes. And just kind of encouraging other girls to sign up and play.
And you, Jackie?
Yeah, we definitely weren't going to quit because we liked playing together. And, like, obviously, we still are together.
Yeah.
But that was the main reason. We're like, well, if we all stick with it together, then it would be fine.
So after that season, the coach leaves. Mm-hmm. And then and Coach Levitt comes in. And are you like, who is this guy?
Well, we picked him.
Oh, you did?
There was like an interview that we had to do and meet a bunch of coaches and kind of see which ones
we did like a practice with each coach, kind of.
Like a mini one.
And you actually, and then gave feedback to the athletic director?
Yeah, we got to help vote and everything.
Yeah.
That's wild. I've never, first of all, that's amazing. I've never really experienced that before. Usually the kids are cut out of the process. That was kind of empowering, right? That must have been. And what did you like about Coach Levitt?
He seemed really nice compared to our other
very
coach.
Very motivated and, like, positive. But
so you had a little tough love in the 0-20 season, and you wanted a little bit of a little softer touch, maybe?
Yeah.
And I'll get into the transition, because I guess Coach Levitt's gotten a little tougher since he started. Is that right?
I know that's
true. I want to, and we have plenty of time here, but, you know, one of the things I'm addicted to leadership. Like, I'm always amazed. Like, I take someone like a John Harbaugh, who goes into a team as a football coach that was not good, and then in one season with basically the same players can turn it around. And so I think your story is really fascinating, too. You don't teach in the school. You don't live in the town. So how does a guy from Manchester who works in Massachusetts end up coaching the girls' varsity basketball team at Hail Ray?
Well, I'm an alum, right? So I have some ties there. I have a lot of people in the system that I know. I just thought, you know, if I'm going to coach again, you know, that's the place I should be. And, you know, it just kind of worked out. You know, it was interesting when I interviewed that second time, the principal brought me in the gym and I've got, you know, five girls sitting on a bench and says, okay, we're going to go, you know, they're all yours. Let's see how you interact with them. And he introduced them and says sophomore and freshman. I said, well, where are the senior juniors? They had a field trip or something? He said, no, we don't have any. So, you know, instantly it was like, well, this will be fun. And I've got 3 years to work with them and do the best we can. So, but yeah.
Did you know you were going to run a practice?
No. I just walked in and they said, okay, here's the girls, run some.
What did you do?
what do we, I don't know. And it's tough. You only got five kids. What do you do with five kids? So I don't know. I didn't think I did particularly well, but maybe the interaction was.
What did he do that the others didn't?
I don't remember, there was one of the guys who was there to coach, and he just stared at our athletic director and our principals the whole time and, like, was not even looking at us.
Yeah, it didn't feel like he was, like, there for us and to, like, make our season more successful. Uh-huh. It felt like he just kind of wanted the job.
He just wanted to impress, like, the adults there and not kind of connect with us.
So he was out.
Yeah. Coach Love was way more, like, personable and actually asking us, like, our names and, like, what position we played and, like...
Seems like he cared about us.
You know, it's amazing to me because I have kids and I've been coaching. We don't have enough good coaches, but the bar is maybe too low, I think. I mean, even my kids play club sports. Mm-hmm. I was amazed sometimes at how poor the coaching was. So when you get a good coach who's engaged, and I know women's sports and men's sports a different approach. What I want to ask you is how do you change a culture? What do you do? Do you not think about it and you just do what you're supposed to do? Or you have a mindset with, like, you tell these four young women, like, we're the ones who need to change it? Like, how do you do it?
Well, I mean, you know, when you have young kids, my big focus was I had to keep them, right? I've got a small group. I can't lose kids. So really, I just tried to be encouraging, supportive. You know, one of the things that they will remember is when we go through practice and you know, they're running it off their leg and rolling it out of bounds, I was always like, yeah, it's great. That's awesome. It means you're working hard and you're not comfortable at that speed. So I always tried to be encouraging. I would say that first year, that was difficult at times. I think we had a 4-game span where we averaged losing over 40-something points. And it was brutal because now you're walking in at halftime down 30. And what do you say to young kids?
What do you say?
Well, you just try to stay positive. You know, it's tough. It's tough because, you know, they're trying. And there were games that we played some really good teams that we struggled getting over half court. But, you know, I would say at the time they weren't tough, but they were resilient. I mean, they were just like, you know, when we talk about why'd you hang around, why'd you keep playing? They're resilient kids. You know, they bounce back.
We're talking with Coach John Levitt, Nicole Sikorsky, Mackenzie Perdell, Jackie Getz, and Mackenzie Albert from the Hale Ray girls varsity basketball team. I guess the question is, and I look at all four, and you're right in front of me, but I want you all, when did you know, like, you maybe had something? Like, maybe this wasn't going to be a 6-14 or 0-20 type situation?
I would say probably last year was kind of our turning point. We knew that we were going to be the older kids now, and we weren't just the little sophomores and freshmen. Our sophomore year, definitely, we started, like, noticing a difference. But last year and coming into this year, I think we had, like, really high hopes that we could go far.
When did you start going to get other kids and saying you got to play basketball?
Once we started winning games, because when we were, like, didn't have a single win, no one really wanted to play. Like, they said, you know, it's embarrassing being on that team. But then once, you know, we started winning, getting people, fans in the stands, it was a lot easier to get.
So there were girls in the school who could play basketball who just decided not to?
Yeah, there was also people who stopped playing. And then we were, like, trying to convince them because, like, they liked playing with us, but not the sport. But they, like, still didn't want to.
And what's it like now having fans?
It's
so much more fun.
So much fun.
It's really fun.
Like, nobody's ever in the gym, and this year the stands have been packed.
It's got to feel really good, right, Coach? I mean, it's I don't know. Like, I just find that amazing that you didn't win a single game. I mean, imagine that, like, being – so that was the pandemic. So the pandemic stinks. And then to be where you're at now. I mean, have you taken a step back to reflect at all?
I don't know. I mean, to be honest, I'm so focused even now. I mean, you know, we had a nice regular season. You lost in the semis of the conference, which, you know, was painful. And then, you know, states, I mean, I'm just focused on the states right now. You know, maybe at the end of the season, we'll go back and, you know, smile a little bit. But honestly, just kind of focused. And it's just such a change. You know, I couldn't last year. I started to be tougher on them. They wanted that. And then maybe a little too tough. So we backed off. But this year it's been, you know, we started from the beginning and it was like, okay, every practice is going to be tough. Every practice we're going to work. You know, we're not here. We're, you know, like, for example, we would play music the first year. you know, we're going through drills. We've got music playing, you know, just trying to make it a fun environment. This year, music's not allowed. No.
You know, it's funny because my wife coaches JV girls hockey, which is like the most fun, make it fun sport in the history of mankind. And they play music. And I coached hockey several times across my lifetime. They play music every night of practice. It drives me crazy. Like, I don't know how. And the managers are good at like stopping it when the coach is going to talk or whatever, but it drives me bananas. So that's interesting. I want to talk a little bit more about the change in tone and then the state tournament. I have to talk to you about the mascot. I don't really understand it, so I need an explanation. And then I want to talk to you guys about, you know, being seniors and how, you know, if you're not going to play college, what it means to go out there, which could be your last game. You know, that's really intense. The Hail Ray girls basketball team getting the tour of the Odyssey stations. We should bring it on at every. How was 96.5 TICFM? Those guys are jerks, right?
Those guys are fun.
They're awful. They're bad human beings.
They're so funny.
Ugh, don't say that. It's a dagger in my heart. Listen, so if people are just tuning in, this is a story I got from Lori Riley in the Hartford Current. This basketball program was honestly, would you say, down in the dumps? I mean, it was
all in 20s down in the dumps, probably. Yeah,
that's probably a fair statement. Yeah. And this year, 17-5, made it to the semifinals of their conference, and now headed to the state tournament. And we have in studio, you didn't say Nikki. I was saying Nicole, Nikki Sikorsky, Mackenzie Perdell. We have Jackie Getz and Mackenzie Albert here with us in studio with Coach John Levitt joining us. A couple quick questions. First of all, and you guys were on 96.5 TICFM. You immediately went to your phones because I'm sure your friends are listening. Like, what are you guys? What's your like social media? Like, what are you guys doing these days? Is it Snap? Is it TikTok? Is it Instagram? Like, what is the mode of communication?
Well,
here?
We have a team Instagram that we've been running the past few years, but this year kind of we started taking it more like we post game days every day, like try to make it like.
It's not like fun selfies. It's actually game.
No,
stuff
it's
now.
Like for the game, like trying to get people there, and it's actually I think it's been working pretty well. Like a lot of people, like they talk about our games at school, and like our SoundCloud has gotten pretty big.
What is SoundCloud? What is that?
SoundCloud.
Oh, SoundCloud.
It's our
student section.
It's our student section.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, student section.
SoundCloud.
Because of the noises.
What do you guys? So Instagram is your.
Yeah.
It's our go-to like
for
to
all
post
your stuff.
Updates. Yeah.
Now I was told like no one emails. Correct. And you don't even text. Do you communicate through Snap or do you text friends
Snapchat
too?
And text.
We have a team Snap group chat on Snapchat.
And you have to take a picture every day to keep a
Snap. No.
So dumb. Anyway, tell me about the mascot. I don't understand what the noise is. That doesn't make a lot of sense to people, right?
Right.
What is it?
So we're the noises, right? And some say the little noises. And like little noises is like the unofficial version. I think Noise is our official mascot.
But
what
is it?
And in town, in East Haddam, I guess we'll say up in the hills, there's noises that come from under the ground, you know, like shifts. And over
like
time.
Earthquake.
Yeah, that type of stuff. So you would hear, you know, rumblings in the ground and things like that. So
but is there a mascot? Is it like a rock or something?
Well,
it's not really anything.
Do you have a mascot?
Well, all right, listen.
What is he dressed as?
It used to be a little Indian. And the Indian stuff's kind of gone away, right? So now it's just the noises.
But are there shirts with noise on it? Like what?
There's like the noise, like the three lines type of thing. There's also sometimes a feather. Like
yeah,
on the side
like
of
this.
Our sleeves.
Like this here, thing. Brian?
Oh, yeah.
Got it. Okay.
So we do the little feather.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I guess I get it. The noises. What I wanted to ask you guys, and I'd like you all to take it if you can. I mean, when it comes to the state tournament, the goal is to win, but do you have it in the back? And we talked off microphone. No one's planning on playing like varsity college. You might play intramural or whatever, but no one's going to go on to play varsity. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So how do you like emotionally like approach this kind of thing knowing it might be your last game?
I would say like state championship is in on March 15th. So that's kind of the last possible date that we have, which is about 2 weeks. So kind of just these next 2 weeks. Kind of just give it all we have, and it could be our last like basketball game. We don't really know when, since it's first single elimination. So I would just say play every game like it's our last game.
Have you thought about it?
Yeah, I've definitely thought about it, and it's like I'm thinking more like I'm gonna play for myself, obviously, but like also for the whole team, because this is like a very big thing for our team, and I think we can go far in states this year. So if we keep like trying really hard, I think we can keep going.
it's also the last time that, you know, us four are going to play together or with any of our teammates. So we just have to enjoy it, too.
Yeah, it's really hard to think about that we have one guaranteed game left and then we never put on these jerseys again. But you just have to, we go out and try to leave everything on the court.
Do you feel like you leave the program in a place that can sustain this kind of success?
Definitely. Yeah. I think we, rebuilt our program.
That's really cool. Coach, tell me, is that true? Like, is there a pipeline now? Like, have these young women gone down to, the, I don't know what they have for youth basketball, but, I'm sure there are a lot of young girls in town that are into it now.
Yeah, so we've been trying to build the bridge, and that's what we talk about. I have a great relationship with the middle school coaches, and we do attend their games. We'll get out of practice early to go, watch the middle school girls play. They come to all of our games, and I coach some of them in AAU. So we're really trying to build this bridge and get them associated from middle school with the high school and say, man, I want to do that. And I think they have. I think that, their effort is really going to pay off in the future. We've got a group next year. There'll be a bunch of seniors, and they're excited to play, and we'll be pretty decent next year. And so we've built this bridge, this pipeline, and the program should flourish for the next X amount of years.
Just real quick, chances for the tourney? I mean, what do you handicap it?
So, I think that we get a bye in the first round because of our record. Second round, we will play a team that, a good team, but we should win. And then we go back and we play at Morgan again. So we've lost to Morgan twice. I think they're probably 2.5 times our size. They have a lot of girls, and they're a very good team. They're well coached. They just lost last night to Cogginchog in the finals.
By two, right?
Yeah. And
beat Cogginchog, right?
First game of the season.
So it's possible, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you could do it. It's hard to beat a team 3 times in a season.
And that's what we have. We're going to face them for the 3rd time in Morgan again. So we'll go up there, and that'll be the quarterfinals of the state. And, I think that we'll play better than we have the first 2 times.
It'd be fun to get another crack at those, at them, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I want to ask you a little philosophical question, and anybody can take it, is, what's your takeaway going through this experience? I mean, honestly, it's stunning to not win a game and then to be in this position. And maybe you haven't reflected on it enough, but maybe there's other young women who want to play a sport, or maybe there's other teams that you give advice to teams that are awful right now. What is the takeaway?
How important your mentality is, and you just have to stay positive. And if you really love doing something or love the team and the atmosphere, then it's worth working hard towards. And it's never worth giving up, because I feel a lot of people in high school think about giving up, but it's never worth it.
Anybody else want to chime in? Did you think about quitting?
No. I don't think so. I think we just had to, keep, Jackie said, keep a good mentality. And, in high school, a lot of people are worried about how they look to other students, losing a bunch of games. Who wants to be on a team that doesn't win a single game?
Yeah.
But you just got to keep with it, because obviously if you work hard enough, you can win games like we've been doing.
Well, you deserve a ton of credit. And Coach, you must be doing something right. It's a great story. I want to thank Lori Riley at The Current for bringing it to our attention. Coach John Levitt, Nikki Sikorsky, Mackenzie Purdell, Jackie Getz, and Mackenzie Albert. Good luck in states. We'll be following it. We'll make sure we do a little update in sports to make sure we know how you guys are doing. And obviously, good luck in life. I think we don't let our kids fail enough, right? I mean, I have 3 kids, and I understand it. And I think that to overcome it is just a great story. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.